fuck your birthday, Rami.
Let's go.
All right, Rami, fuck your birthday. Let's go.
All right.
This is the 3 BAM podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 BAM podcast.
You interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 BAM podcast.
This is 3 BAM podcast.
Okay, this is 3 BAM podcast.
This is a 3 BAM podcast.
This is the 3 BAM podcast.
3 BAM podcast.
3 BAM. 3 BAM. 3 BAM.
3 BAM podcast.
This is a 3 BAM podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. I'm back. So I took a week off, or 2 weeks off. I want to say thank you to Clint for filling in. You did a great job, buddy. I really appreciate that. And we are here to discuss quite a few topics, actually, this week. We're going to be talking some Xbox news, some San Diego Comic-Con news, some collecting news, and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're also going to be having the second part of our Disney draft later on in the show, which will be focusing on male characters. So please stick around for that. This week, we've got a full house. We've got 5 people joining us. So, of course, we're going to say hi to the regulars. Say what's up, Adam.
What's up?
Say, Dwayne, what's up?
Dwayne, what's up?
We got Bernie.
Hello.
And we also have Kevin. What's up, dude?
Freaking sexy Bernie. You're looking good, man.
Yeah, man. He's in.
So
he's got his digital green screen background, which is Doctor Strange's the Sanctum Sanctorum. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wait till he starts drinking. He's going to do some magic, too.
Nice.
That's awesome. So, as always, we're still doing our Zoom sort of sessions. We're still in quarantine, so we haven't all come together yet, hopefully soon. But again, it also gives us the ability to have people on the podcast who we normally wouldn't. So, Bernie and Kevin, thank you for joining us, and let's get the show started with, always, what are we drinking? Adam, what do you have?
Oh, this time I have Bud Light.
Okay, that's fair. Dwayne, next, what do you have?
This one, a bit of a surprise, but we did do the blind taste test, and we all said PBR is pretty good.
It is, yeah.
So I decided to try the Pabst Blue Ribbon. I thought it was coffee beer, but it's hard coffee.
And how is it?
I don't know. I'm about to taste it.
And, this is the first
time. I did want to show it on the camera, though, because this is not what I expected.
Okay.
Here it comes. Oh!
Wow, gross.
Looks like an iced coffee.
Like a shake.
Yeah, it looks like a milkshake.
Good.
Ugh.
Here we go.
I'm really curious.
I like coffee. It tastes like coffee, so
nice.
Pretty good.
All right.
It's good.
Right. Jake from who we were playing Rocket League with last night was telling me about that PBR coffee.
Oh, yeah? Huh. It's all right.
Okay. It looked sort of like a lukewarm milkshake. That's exactly what it looked like. I figured it would be darker in color. When I hear
coffee, I thought it was just going to be like a stout looking.
Yeah, like a stout or something. Yeah. All right, Kevin, what are you drinking?
I got a Friday IPA. It's from Martin House Brewing. It's actually pretty good.
Is that
I'm trying
local?
To do something new. It's canned in Martin House Brewing Company, Fort Worth. So, yeah, it's pretty close to here.
Nice.
6% alcohol per volume. Not too bad at all. And so I won't complain. But you know me. I'm an IPA guy. I don't think I've had anything but that on this show.
Citrusy or a hoppy?
I think it's a decent mix of both. It's more hoppy than citrusy, though.
Okay, cool. Dude, local beers.
Name all
like
the
that.
Hops involved in making
it. Oh, that's awesome. All right, Bernie, what are you drinking?
Right now I'm drinking a Pumpkin from Southern Tier Brewing. It's like an 8% Imperial Pumpkin Ale. It's pretty good.
Wow.
It's not like It's not like the stout. Oh God, it's disappearing in my background.
Doctor Strange, man.
Wow, magic.
So I got that, and then I got this Platform Fruit Hoops, which is supposed to taste like the cereal of Fruit Loops on Saturday morning while you watch cartoons.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
It contains lactose, which is worrying.
Wow.
Little known fact. Every single Fruit Loop flavor inside a cereal box of Fruit Loops is the same flavor. I didn't know that until recently, so I actually bought a box of Fruit Loops to try it out because I didn't believe it. I'm like, there's no way they're all the same. I distinctly remember them being different flavors. They are not different.
They're flavors. All the same.
They are all the same.
Yep.
Yeah, there's
it's the same thing with Skittles, not before they add the candy coating. So minus that little small thin layer of candy coating, all Skittles are made the exact same and taste the exact same.
Okay, so then that coating definitely makes them taste different. That's
the coating, the tiny thin red or purple or whatever layer is what makes the taste. All Skittles themselves, when they're made, are the same exact Skittle.
Okay.
Can you say that about any candy, though?
Well, no, what about, I guess Starburst, it would be different stuff, right? But they're just adding flavoring after the fact.
Well, Starburst definitely tastes different.
But they're all made the same. You're just adding a different...
Like coloring. Yeah, that's true.
Color.
So you're probably right about that.
So that I'm the only one not drinking beer? Is that?
Are you on your seltzers again?
Yeah, I got Bud Light Lime Seltzer. What?
Oh, my God. Have you done the Corona Lime one?
Yeah. I'll be very honest. The Corona Seltzers were okay. I tried them. They were on sale. I gave them a shot. They're all right. The Bud Light ones are actually still my favorite. I like them better than the White Claws. I like them better than
the Trulies. What's the difference?
The flavor is better in the Bud Light. It doesn't taste like just carbonated water that has a little bit of alcohol in it. It actually tastes like strawberries or black cherry. The Corona ones and the Trulies and the White Claws, they don't taste like much. So I like the Bud Light ones because the flavor's better.
So check your Bud Light. Does it have sucralose or any kind of stevia or some kind of sweetener, artificial sweetener in it?
That's a great question.
Yeah, because if it's tasting really good, then they probably have an artificial sweetener.
Well, no, it has a real sweetener. It has cane sugar.
There you go. That's why.
Yeah. So obviously,
suck it, Kevin.
These have like the real deal. So no, they taste awesome. All right. So thank you for everyone for joining us. We're going to get right into our topics for the week. Which we're going to start off with the Microsoft conference that took place, I believe, last week, where it was a bunch of exclusive games that they showed. They showed a lot of gameplay of a bunch of different properties, but they started off their digital showcase with, of course, the game that we're all looking forward to, which is Halo Infinite. And I think most of us on this panel got to watch a lot of that gameplay and see what they've been working on this entire time. We were really excited to see what the game looked like, how it played, the scope of it, the graphics, all that type of stuff. And so we'll get into the good, we'll get into the controversy of the game as well, and we'll just kind of start off right there. So I think
Bernie, let's go to Adam.
Yeah, Adam, what did you think of the Halo Infinite gameplay footage?
Oh, it looks so good and awesome, man.
Exactly.
I'm ready to play it.
Of course you are. When was the last time you even turned on your Xbox?
I don't have an Xbox. I gave it to my nephew.
So, Dwayne, what did you think of the Xbox Halo Infinite footage?
I loved it. I love the grappling hook.
I thought that
awesome
was awesome.
Addition.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked and felt like Halo. It looked a lot going back to the original, it seemed like they're going for.
Yeah, it seemed like the combat system was simplified. I really liked, Halo is all about the shooting mechanics and the gunplay, and you know the campaign is very integral into this whole sort of scenario. So
and
I
now
love
it's open world. It looks like
so. Yeah, you were talking about last time that you couldn't get into a group. Is that true? Remember you said about the, it was just a single set player?
Yeah, so what we were worried about was that there was a rumor floating around that the Halo game that launches this November might just be the single-player component and that multiplayer would come later. But apparently that's not true.
There's a reason they weren't talking about multiplayer.
Yeah. So we'll get to that point in a minute. We're going to discuss their multiplayer strategy. But, Bernie, so you watched the footage. What did you think? Initial impressions?
I thought it looked good. It looked like old school Halo. So you had the internet nerds bitching at 343 Studios from Halo 4 and 5 because they said the art direction and the graphics looked like they were going for a more realistic look. And they're like, oh, that's not Halo. So then this one, they went back to the old style and then like, oh, these graphics look like shit.
Yeah. Like,
what do you want?
It was exactly. It was. And that's exactly what I thought. I thought that it was more of it was more of the original sort of style that it reminded me of Halo 1 and Halo 2 and Halo 3, which
yeah,
a lot
they
of
did
people
that on
really
purpose
like.
That's what they wanted it to look like.
Yeah, and I really appreciated that. But you're right, you go more realistic, people complain. You go more simplified, people complain. Dude, I don't know what to
and
tell
people
you
people are gonna complain no matter what, so I mean it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, people were taking screen grabs and they were posting them on the internet. Like, look how crappy these graphics look. And I was looking at them and I'm like, well, no, that looks all right to me. So the game's not finished. They're still working on it. There's still time to polish it if you feel the graphics are not up to par. But the gameplay looked awesome. The story looked really interesting. I love the openness of the map. They kind of zoomed out on the map to kind of show you that number one, we have like a map now, which I've never seen in Halo. So you can actually see where you are and as far as the scope goes. And it also means to me that the game's going to be really large, which I think is really cool. Hopefully.
Well, I wonder if they're going to go like a lot of games where like, you know, there's a mission to do, but then there's side missions. Maybe that's so. The world is going to be.
Sure. That would be awesome.
I think so. I think you can do well in the demo. They had you had to destroy three towers, so they just went to the one tower.
Right.
You know what I mean, but there were three markers on the map.
Correct.
So I think there'll be stuff like that where it's like you can do this stuff, or there's something over here on this side of the map you can do. Yeah, you know, basic open world shit.
Yeah, and that. I want them to keep the essence of Halo while also trying to experience some new stuff, not changing the game too much. I thought Halo 5 was fine. I beat the single player. I thought it was great. I played the multiplayer. I thought it was okay. So I'm more of a Halo 2, Halo 3 type of guy. Halo 4 and Halo 5 multiplayer were not my favorite. So if they go back to more of the old school type of Halo,
they won't. They're going to keep with that fast-paced multiplayer.
See that?
Because that's what everything is nowadays. So they're not.
I know. So their multiplayer component they basically announced recently that it's going to be free for all. So that means everyone can play it for free. It's going to be a download sort of like Fortnite or Apex or those type of games where you can.
It'll probably be more like Call of Duty.
Or Call of Duty.
We have to download the whole game to get the free.
Yeah, so yeah. For people who don't know what we're talking about, Call of Duty released their sort of Battle Royale system where you could download the game to your Xbox and play for free in the multiplayer component, but you were literally downloading the entire game, but you were only getting access to a very small portion. So it was like 120 gigabytes to just get access to this very small portion of the game, which was free to you. So Halo Infinite will probably do something very similar where you're going to have 140 gigabyte download for just the multiplayer component. But
I mean,
I still,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
If somebody likes it, then they can get it like that. But
yeah. And I still think that that's fine. I mean, dude, if the free to play sort of scheme is what's popular and that's what people want, then no problem. I mean, you're launching a new console. You're trying to get people to join you. You offer them a free multiplayer component. Sounds very, you know, it sounds very enticing.
It sounds right on track with what Microsoft's trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we've discussed.
You just have to disable crossplay if you're going to play on console.
Yeah, because you do not want to accidentally play with people who are on a PC.
No, they'll have a million cheaters like Call of Duty does, because it doesn't matter if your account gets banned because it's free, so you just keep making unlimited accounts.
Correct. And the problem with the
cheating problem.
The problem with the PC players is that they have access to modifications, and they can also use a mouse and keyboard, which is inherently more accurate than a controller. So that's what makes it really difficult. But I'm looking forward to the game. I thought it looked great. I'm looking definitely forward to the multiplayer, and we'll see in a couple months. I mean, Jesus, coming out of November, so it's right around the corner.
Anybody wanted my opinion?
I was about to ask you. Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't think so. Thanks, Dwayne. I didn't think so. I actually felt like it. I think the graphics look great. I felt like it actually had a Dead Space feel when I first started watching, when it came out. I was like, man, this seems like a lot like Dead Space, which I love that game. So I'm excited about it and looking forward to it.
Dude, Dead Space is a very underrated franchise.
Oh God, it was awesome.
The first and the second one are classics. Third one was fine. I liked it, but the first and the second one were awesome games. That's a good comparison. I like that. But yeah, I think that I don't know how many people are actually going to be buying the Series X console versus how many people are just going to be buying it for their Xbox One. That's going to be the trick, right? Is that I don't know how many people are excited to buy a brand new console. I don't know how many people are going to be wanting to buy a new console. I don't know how many are going to be available.
It would help to know the price.
It would also help to know how much it's going to cost, which we're going to discuss later. So, yeah, there's a lot of mystery about these consoles, about Xbox Series X and PS5, especially what's the price point, right, which we have a topic for.
I think they're just trying to keep it from each other.
No, they're wanting to see who breaks first, which company reveals their price first, and then the next one's going to come and say, "Well, we're $50 less."
Well, I think Xbox is going to be less no matter what.
Most likely,
they're banking on that. Game Pass.
Yeah, most likely.
Haven't they been less over time too? I thought the PlayStation was always more expensive.
The 360 was definitely less than the PS3.
I think the first Xbox was more, right?
The first Xbox was more than the PS2. The 360 was less than the PS3. Was the Xbox One more than the PS4?
It was $100 more. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. So it's gone kind of back and forth through each generation. Xbox. When I think of Xbox, I think of more power. My brain goes directly to Xbox has the better specs and the better technical aspects of the system, and that PS4 delivers better exclusives, or PlayStation delivers better exclusives.
That's why it's the Tim Allen choice of game console.
More power.
Well, think about it, Mike. What does Microsoft do? Computer stuff, right? So they're basically making a computer that runs games.
Sure.
But I've never had a PlayStation that's burnt out on me. I've had the Red Ring of Death on my 360 twice. I've had to buy three 360s.
Yeah, my original PlayStation console and PS2 still work. Yeah. The Red Ring of Death was very bad, but my original Xbox still works, and my Xbox One still works. But the Xbox 360 is known for that. Actually, I think I don't know if any of us here still have our original 360 console.
Nope.
I do.
Nope.
I do.
Yours never got the red ring?
Nope. Jeez. I turned mine in. They just gave me a new one.
I haven't turned it on in 5 years, probably. So maybe it does. I don't know.
No, fair enough. Hey, Adam, do you still have your original 360 console?
Yes, I have it.
Okay.
So you sound really excited to be here, Adam.
I never used it. So
you do have an Xbox in your house.
Well, yeah, but I don't have the newer one.
The newer one.
I bought it and I gave it to my nephew.
Okay.
Hey, Rami, how's that 64 still working for you?
It's working great. Thank you, sir.
I hate you.
Thanks for giving me that console for the best trade ever.
It was the worst trade ever.
I gave you the Dreamcast. I gave you a Dreamcast console with Seaman, with Shenmue and Seaman. Those were the games you wanted to play.
No, I'm stupid.
And then you gave me your 360. Gave me your
Dreamcast with Seaman.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I wanted to play with Seaman. So.
Yeah, that was the name of the game. That's the one you wanted to play. And then you gave me your Nintendo 64 with like Zelda, Star Fox, Mario, Super Brothers.
That Zelda we waited in the line at Toys R Us for like all morning on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Remember how excited I was to get that thing, and then I just threw it away. At least you still have them all. Here's the thing. I still have it. You even have the. So I walk into Rami's house on my visits back pre-COVID. And I'd go up into his room, and I think he has it displayed on purpose just to make me mad. He has the little green controller, N64 controller, I used to play with all the time, sitting on top of his N64. I walk by it, and it reminds me how stupid of a trade that was.
Yeah.
If you still have the N64, guess where your Dreamcast is?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
He turned it into GameStop. Seaman
was terrible, and Shenmue was terrible, but you still have all the good stuff. But like I said, I'm glad you kept it all.
Now, the controller next time you're at his house.
That's a good idea.
Look at his background right now. That's just his little, like, shitty
closet. He wouldn't even notice a difference, right?
In his toy museum. He's not going to fucking notice you take the.
He ain't going to know a difference.
Yeah, and it's what's crazy that all those 64 controllers still work.
Yep.
You know, none of them have ever broke. It's amazing.
Have you guys tried? So, what started all the first person shooters? You guys all tried to get on GoldenEye again?
Oh, my God.
It is miserable.
Have any of you guys ever played GoldenEye recently? That game is really hard. Like, the controller scheme is not – I don't even know how I was ever good at that game. It's when you don't have a second thumbstick, it's really difficult to play.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you guys haven't, you'll need to try it sometime. It's ridiculously stupid. But that's a start.
Since it came out.
Can't you strife with C left and C right?
You can, but it's very non-user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. Like, that was a big problem with the PSP, is that with the first iteration of the PSP before the PSP Vita came out, is that there was no second analog stick. So all of these first-person shooter games would try to use the directional buttons with the analog stick. It just doesn't work. So you really need those two analog sticks in order to properly play a first-person shooter. Other games that we saw on the Xbox conference, of course Fable was a big announcement, right? I don't know if any of you guys have played
that book ended, right?
Oh, is it coming out, Fable?
Yeah, Fable 4 was announced, which is pretty big.
I played 2, I think.
I played the first and the third. I missed the second one for some reason.
I played the third one. I liked it.
I played the one on 360, whatever that was.
Fable 2 was on 360.
Yeah, that's the one I played.
I played all of them. I love the Fable games.
No, I mean, I remember when that first game came out, I thought it was really, really ahead of its time. That was a big announcement that a lot of Xbox fans were waiting for, was Fable 4. They also had a game. What was it like? I don't remember the name of it. There was like people playing in like a backyard. It kind of looked like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Grounded,
yeah. That game looked awesome.
The beta test things out. Me and Bernie played. We already beat the beta.
Wow. Jeez. Is it fun?
I think it could be.
Yeah, it could be. It's okay.
That's bad.
I'm not going to rush to play it again.
It's a lot of... making shit and eating and finding water and
no thanks.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound that fun. The preview I saw looked
you can't kill a spider apparently.
You get one shot by giant spiders.
Okay, yeah. Well, then that's not good. I didn't even know there was a demo out for it or some sort of
it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, jeez, I missed that. Yeah, so, I mean, this is the time when we'll get into our next topic. This is the time when Microsoft and PlayStation are trying to convince you to buy their next iteration of consoles. However, it is August the 2nd, and the consoles come out in about 3 months, and nobody knows how much they're going to cost. Where's the pre-order? I don't even remember the last console that came out that was 3 months away, and I didn't already have a pre-order in place.
Well, they used to do it at E3, right? Announce all that shit.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, the PS4 and Xbox One was a year out.
Yeah, pre-order. Dude, they were way sooner than 3 months. I mean, this is nuts. So I don't know if it has to do with the pandemic, manufacturing issues. Maybe they don't know how many consoles they're going to have available.
You're right on.
Maybe they don't know. Yeah, maybe they don't. Like you guys said earlier, they're waiting for the other competitor to figure out what the price is going to be before they announce their price.
Where are these? Where are all these being made?
China.
Yeah. Right. And what happened out there recently? So manufacturing's behind. I mean, we see the same thing with the car, with cars and everything in the United States. We're way behind. And so what I think that they're waiting on is, I think it's, they're unsure of how many they're going to even have, let alone the price. And the price, the manufacturing may dictate the price, right? If they haven't made enough and they only have a handful that they're going to bring to the United States, then they're going to jack the price up because people will pay whatever to get the first one. So my guess is they're just waiting to figure out how many for both sides, PlayStation and Xbox, how many are going to be in the United States, and then they'll figure out a price from that.
I have a question. Do you guys know what's going on with all this bullshit change?
What do you mean? Why is there no change?
There's a shortage in change.
Oh, coins.
Yeah.
I assume because nobody's using cash. You're not allowed to use cash anywhere.
Yeah, everybody's wanting to go credit card because cash is dirty.
I'm using cash.
I still do.
I can't use cash because they wouldn't exact change, and I don't have any change.
Yeah, Adam, there's been
a change. Oh, they have to round up for you then. It's their problem.
There's been a change. There's been a chain shortage since around mid-May. So, yes, if you walk into a restaurant or a grocery store and you try to pay with cash, they're asking you for exact change or to use a credit card.
I have not had that problem yet.
I haven't used cash to pay for anything in probably 3 years.
Yeah. I tip on cash. I really don't do change, though.
Yeah, I mean, now the answer to your question is, why is there a chain shortage? I actually don't know that answer. I just know that there is one.
It's because everybody has fucking piggy banks full of the shit and they won't do anything with it.
It's possible that the government is just using their resources for other things right now.
Yeah, so
they're not trying to push nickels and dimes on people.
Oh, there's an aluminum shortage, right? So, I mean, I think I imagine that's probably the same. So the aluminum shortage, how you know that is, like, I do caffeine-free Cokes, but you can't find them anywhere. You can't find, like, Diet Sprite, anything that's kind of a little off kilter, not a Coke or not an RC Cola, something that's off kilter, you can't find anywhere because the aluminum shortage is making them just process the stuff that's the most popular. So I think that may be the same thing with metals, period.
Well, they're bringing all that cherry bullshit, vanilla Coke and orange Coke. They can't bring the regular shit, you know, like cherry Coke.
They have that stuff.
No, man, I can't find
it. You can't find cherry Coke?
No, they can't. They only have cherry vanilla now. It's a new thing.
Hmm.
I don't like that stupid vanilla flavor.
Oh, well, cherry vanilla is way better.
Can you buy it in the bottles? Or is it just the cans that you can't buy?
Well, the bottles I can't find. The cans, they don't have them.
Yeah, there is an aluminum shortage. I know that for sure. If you go down the Coke aisle, a lot of empty slots exist. And that's a really good point. That might have to do with the chain shortage.
But I also don't think in the pandemic people want to just handle coins.
Well, also that as well. Like, we're really, you know, focusing on taking – you know, digital payments. We're also letting people pay in advance. So, you know, just the less stuff you have to touch, you know, the better. Yep. I mean, money is one of the dirtiest things.
I like ever. To lick my fingers as I pull out each bill.
Of course Dwayne does. That's why Dwayne's never going to get sick.
Oh, all right. So if we had to if we had to guess, just real quick, what do we think these new consoles are going to cost? What would you guys think? PS5, Xbox Series X, throw out a price, and let's see if we're accurate if these prices actually start to get announced. I'll go first. So the PS5 is going to have two iterations, a digital-only console and a disc console. I think the disc console is going to be $499. I think the digital-only console is going to be $399. I think there's going to be a $100 difference between the disc console and the digital console.
I see agreement by Bernie and Dwayne both.
Yeah. I see. I think that the Xbox Series X is going to be $499. And that those are my guesses. So, Dwayne, go ahead. What are your guesses?
PlayStation is going to be more. I think it's going to be like $599. And I don't think there'll be a difference.
Dude, if they come out with a $600 console, that is a really terrible strategy.
Yeah.
Neither.
Xbox is banking big on the Game Pass.
I know, on the Game Pass Ultimate. I know. So,
unless you paid $1 for it. Thank you, Bernie.
Oh, yeah. Kevin got Game Pass Ultimate till 2023.
Yeah, for $1.
$1.
That's why Bernie's a sexy man.
So Dwayne,
I mean, Xbox could even go like $399.
You,
because they want people in the game.
They want them playing it.
They need subscribers.
If Xbox Series X comes out at $399, then they win. That would be incredible.
Can take a loss on the units.
I agree with Dwayne.
To get people hooked and.
Yeah, I mean, Fortnite's free to download, right? Let alone Xbox computer, whatever. Fortnite's free, isn't it?
Yes, Fortnite.
Where they make their money is, well, if you have a computer, you can download it for free, period, isn't it? Computer based too. So where they make their money is off the skins and off the, I guess weapon. I've never played it. I guess weapons, all that kind of stuff. It's all the add-on stuff. It's not the game itself. So yeah, I can agree with Dwayne where they want to make the money is not on their console sales. They're probably going to take a loss there. They want to make the money on online sales.
And accessories and shit, controllers.
Yep. Sure.
All that shit.
Okay, so Dwayne, so you think that maybe the Xbox could come out at $399? Oh, he left. Okay. Bernie, you were also disagreeing with me. Why did you not think my PlayStation 5 numbers were accurate?
I don't think the disc list will be $100 cheaper. I think it'll be $50 cheaper.
So you think that it'll be like $449?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the $499 price was in the ballpark? Okay.
Yep. I would say $499 for the disc, $449 discless, and then $399 for the Xbox because they want to undercut Sony.
Do you think that?
Also a less powerful Xbox Series X too. It's just codenamed Lockhart right now.
Correct.
But it's probably going to be called the Series S. It's probably what they're going to call it. It's just going to be a less powerful version of the Series X. That one will probably be $250.
Do you think that people will really just want to save $50 and not get the disc version?
I am.
Dude, you can play like 4K movies and stuff. Like,
I can play 4K movies with the discless one instantly without having to get up and move and get a DVD out and put it in the little fucking thing. Or risk the chance of that little sensor that reads the disc not working. I'm not going to worry about that because there isn't one.
So you would want to save the $50 and get the all digital version?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, the only reason why I'm getting a disc in the Series X is because they don't make that same powerful one without one.
Yeah. It's the only option. Yeah. Even though your PlayStation collection right now is all disc based. All your PS4
I didn't want games. It that way. I had to buy one, and my OCD wouldn't allow me to have just one fucking case. I had to buy them all.
That's funny.
In my Switch, I'm all physical too, but I don't want to be. It's just the Nintendo Switch, and the memory is nothing on there.
That was the first thing I did when I bought my Switch was I upgraded the memory.
Having Nintendo physical, just because it's Nintendo, but. We're not going to do the physical digital talk.
Okay, that's fair.
15 million time.
So, Dwayne, the Xbox price you think is $399. What do you think the PlayStations are going to be?
Either $4.99 or more, man.
If they come out at like $5.50,
he said $600.
$4.99, $5.99.
Dude, if they come out at $5.99, that's what they did with the PS3, and everyone was pissed. So, I don't see how they can come out with that again. That would be suicide. So they have to stick at $4.99 or below, in my opinion.
If I believe PlayStation hasn't even really shown anything that's going to be on their system. Other than Spider-Man, really.
Yes. All of their
launch, yeah.
Yeah, all of their stuff that they showed, they have admitted is like 2 to 3 years away. They're like, this Horizon sequel and all this stuff that you guys want to see is like way in the future. And plus
first party stuff. They'll have like the Assassin's Creeds and all that shit on it.
Yeah, of course. So Kevin, are you planning on getting any of these new consoles when they come out or do you have,
you have a preference?
You have a preference on which one you want?
Yeah. So, listen to your podcast and one of the most recent ones, I think it was like two times ago, you had brought up, don't get the first generation.
Yeah.
And I'm on that. I think they're going to rush to try to get all these things done on both ends. Now, do I plan at some point to get both? Yes, but it won't be when they first release.
I'm going to skip the PS5 on its initial launch window, but I am going to get the new Xbox.
Pussy.
Yeah, that's Bernie's going to get both, I'm sure.
Day one, baby.
Yeah. Just because I don't like this overheating issue that I've heard about the PlayStation, and it worries me. And so I've never had a problem with the PlayStation console in the past.
It's the red ring of death.
I've had a problem with an Xbox console.
Yep.
But for me, right now, what's most important is playing Halo on the best graphical console that I can have. And that's what's important to me. I can wait on the PlayStation until next year, until the second iteration comes out. Or what I always regret is that when I buy one of the new consoles, then like this really cool special edition comes out and I'm like, dang, I wish I would have gotten the God of War edition. That looks so cool. That always happens to me. So I want to wait and get the PlayStation 1 next year.
So that's my strategy. You go ahead and just get everything now, Rami. And when they come out with the cool brands, you can just hand me down.
I can just give you the old
the
one.
First gen.
So Adam, are you going to upgrade any of your consoles to one of the new?
I want PlayStation 5, but like you said, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
A little bit.
No, that's fair. I think that, I think most people will. Plus there's not going to be a lot to go around. So it's going to be very
high. Is Diablo on the new generation or is that coming out soon? Remember they announced Diablo?
Like Diablo 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
I don't
they've
even
been,
heard of that.
They've been previewing.
I thought they were just
Diablo.
Remastering one.
Yeah. The latest was 3.
I thought they said there's another one coming too.
Well, I heard there was going to be a remastered shit, you know, 1 and 2. Well, Bernie was talking about it.
Yeah, they're going to remaster the old ones, and then mobile is the new one. It's just
is that what it was?
Phones. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew there was something new.
No, it looks like they are going to come out with the fourth one. They announced it last year, though. Yeah, last year in November. But I don't know. There's not a whole lot of information on it.
I would be down to play some Diablo 4 with you guys.
I'm a big Diablo fan. Yeah, I'm a huge Diablo fan. I played all of them, so.
Are you going to
put it on PlayStation or is it going to be just computer?
Probably all consoles.
Probably all.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what – it may come out with computer first, but kind of like what they've done with 3, it's on like all the consoles, so I bet it'll come out. And Dwayne, you're missing out, man. All the Diablos were awesome.
I like Diablo 3. That was a really fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I never played 2, which I know is probably your favorite.
2 is actually my favorite, yeah. 1 was tough because you walk so slow, but I have memories of Bryce, one of my best friends, and I playing it on PlayStation. He came over to my house and we played it together, and it was a lot of fun. We beat it over
I like 1 and 2.
A month span. Yeah, 2 was the best by far.
All right, so we'll leave the video game talk for a moment. We're going to talk really quick about a new agreement that AMC and Video On Demand have come out with recently. So
AMC and Universal.
AMC and Universal. Yeah. So a new agreement has come out between AMC and Universal for video on demand streaming to be shortened to 17 days after a theater release has been made. So let's say the new Fast and Furious comes out, and then 17 days later, the video on demand version will be available, where the previous agreement was 90 days. So you had to wait 90 days in order for a video on demand release to be available. Now it's been shortened to like 2.5 weeks. So obviously in this crazy world we live in now, these type of things were going to happen. I think Dwayne kind of predicted this a few months ago, that these type of agreements were going to have to start being made, that people are just going to start watching these movies at their house. Yeah, and this is kind of the
companies can't keep losing money.
Yeah, I mean, there's someone has to give in. Something has to break, right? You can't just keep theaters are not open.
Hold on a second. I think Bernie's going to different realms over there. What's going on?
What is he doing? Oh, he's like disappeared.
I texted you guys. He's grabbing walking. A beer, but I said I could still talk.
He's like disappearing into his into his background. That's really funny. So I mean, this is a pretty big step. So Universal Films are going to be able to be available at your house for of course a fee 17 days after the theatrical release. So I think one of
freaking Bernie.
How am I supposed to?
I really hope this is not gonna. Are we doing video also with this?
No,
I really
hope it's not. None of us are posting
video. I'm actually streaming it right now.
Freaking Bernie.
That's horrible.
He had a video of his toilet.
Yeah.
You know, so we were all just waiting for the P stream to come out.
Awful. So this is, we were waiting for this news to come out. It happened. So, you know, what are we going to do? These companies can't keep losing money, right? They're going to come up with a strategy. They're going to come up with a deal. And especially movie theaters that were supposed to open in July, but then COVID-19 spikes started happening all over the country, so then they couldn't reopen. So
drive-ins will make a comeback, that's all.
Yeah. I would love to go see a drive-in movie. I miss just going to the movies. I told you guys, it's the number one thing that I miss the most, is I got to see a movie once a week. Every week I would see a movie at least once a week. I know Bernie did the same thing. And that's the thing. Yeah, Adam for sure. That's the thing that I miss the most. Like, I would get off of work around 9 o'clock. I'd head to a late night show, and it was just the time for me to go and just watch a film and just kind of chill out. And the fact that I can't do that anymore has really sucked. So, you know, Universal has made this deal. Let's see if other companies make the deal as well. And then we'll, you know, go from there.
If they're successful, everybody will. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I know that Bernie and Adam wanted to kind of talk a little bit about Umbrella Academy. This is a series that I wanted to start watching. I'm probably going to start watching it on Tuesday. I had that whole day to myself. I'm going to be able to do anything I want.
You never watched season one?
I've never seen any episode. So I'm going to start watching season one on Tuesday. I just finished the Upload series on Amazon. Freaking fantastic.
It was fun. That was a good
holy episode. Crap, what a show.
Yep.
I got through the first like 6 episodes and then I took a break. I finished the last 4 just last night.
It's a fun show.
It's great. Great, great show.
You know who that guy is, right? The main character?
Yeah, that's Robbie Amell's brother.
Yep.
No,
Robbie Amell. Yeah, it's Stephen Amell's brother. Yep. Yeah.
His cousin.
Yeah,
it's a cousin. I thought
is it
his brother.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
they
look exactly alike.
That's his cousin.
Could have sworn
holy
that was his brother.
Smokes. Okay. Jeez, they look like brothers. Okay.
Maybe they are.
Well, apparently they're cousins. Yeah.
I mean, Rami.
Bernie's trying to be funny.
No.
Do I need to explain it to you?
Don't explain it. We're good.
Okay, I understand. it's wonderful show. I thought it was awesome. But yeah, so I'm going to start watching Umbrella Academy season one. From what I've heard, season one kind of starts off slow, but just get through it, and season two picks up. So Adam and Bernie, what do you guys think so far of season two?
I just finished it today. I liked it a lot.
Did you like it better than season one?
A little bit, yes. A little bit. Yes.
I've heard a lot of people like season two better.
Yeah, because, you know, like you said, they started slow in the season one, and you already know stuff on season two. And then the stories were good. The action was good.
How many hot dogs?
About 2.5 hot dogs.
2.5 hot dogs is a high score. That's not bad.
That's not that high. Out of 5?
Come on. Yeah, out of 5.
Oh, is it out of 5?
Out of 5?
What do you think it was? Out of 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff out of 3.
The hot dogs.
Out of 3.
Who ranks things out of 3?
The hot dog scale is different because 5 hot dogs is a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, not for any of us.
2.5 hot dogs, that's a good meal. So, yeah, I figured that I can't go up to 5 hot dogs.
And I don't think I can't eat 5 hot dogs.
Hey, good question, speaking of hot dogs. So, everybody, let's run around here. What condiment do you prefer on it? Whether it and it could be a sauce and...
I'm going to say ketchup.
God, you're kidding me.
Worst.
That's
right, so this is what I put
all,
in.
All jokes aside, Adam, let's hear what you put on your hot dog.
I put on the sides, you have the bun and the wiener.
Bun and wiener. Ketchup.
And then on the top, a whole bunch of mustard. And sometimes relish.
Okay.
Okay. Is it the sweet?
It is not.
Yeah, they're sweet relish.
Sweet relish, that's the worst condiment.
It is terrible.
It tastes good.
So, Burn Dog, what do you say?
Mustard, relish. You gotta go with sauerkraut.
Oh,
you gotta put some kraut on them dogs.
Oh, Rami?
Dude, it's chili, cheese, and mustard. Those are the best hot dog you can have. I understand it's...
How can you taste mustard with chili cheese?
Dude, it's a very subtle taste. You put the chili and the cheese, and you put one little stream of mustard going down. It tastes awesome.
That's not Dwayne? A hot dog. That's a chili dog. That's something else.
Yeah, it's a chili dog.
Okay, so then if you want me to take out the chili and cheese,
yep,
then it's a very easy. It's mustard, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, I didn't know chili was a condiment.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Then it's just mustard. It's Dwayne, just mustard only.
What do you say, Dwayne?
Usually nothing, but I've been known to put mayonnaise on.
Oh my
god. People say gross, but what do you put on a ham sandwich?
This is getting into terrible territory.
I've never had
mayonnaise on a hot dog, but I can't.
Oh,
that's not worse than ketchup. Ketchup is disgusting. That's stupid.
I'll put in a hot dog.
No. I mean, I've had ketchup on a hot dog. It's disgusting. Not
mayonnaise and mustard.
Ugh.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Man, come on, dude. You can't mix all three.
So for me,
not?
Because for nobody me, does that.
You can do whatever you want.
You can. Right.
It doesn't mean it's going to taste good. It tastes decent.
All right, Kevin, go ahead.
It's mustard and shredded cheese. Like you said, I mean, you can't add chili. If you add chili, then it's just, I just put chili and cheese, but it's mustard and some cheese.
Cheese is not a condiment.
To me, it is.
So then
if I did relish, I don't do any relish. If I did, it'd have to be dill. The sweet relish is disgusting.
The dill relish is all right.
They don't have the movie theaters.
Yeah. You are correct. It's only sweet relish, which is a travesty.
Well, I'm glad most of us are mustard people because it drives me nuts.
Nobody likes sauerkraut,
dude. It smells awful. Only
Bernie.
Sauerkraut's like sauerkraut.
You probably like kimchi too.
Ugh.
Yeah. Who doesn't like kimchi?
All of us.
Not me, dude. This
I don't
disgusting.
Like rotting food.
Yeah, it smells like boiled.
Demi doesn't like kimchi?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, she loves it.
Grandma makes the shit all the time.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right, so what's worse? Ketchup or sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah. For sure. You're comparing Bernie, those two, sauerkraut.
Bernie loses.
Plus, sauerkraut a condiment?
White guys who don't season their food.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, no, I season.
Sauerkraut's not seasoning. It's disgusting.
No. Ugh.
Dude. You know what sauerkraut is? It's an old man's sock that's been shredded.
Yeah. It yeah. tastes like sock.
that is sauerkraut.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, Bernie, do you like use the sauerkraut that you buy in like the gross can?
Oh, yeah.
Dump it into a pot and like boil it? Or do whatever, you like man. Make fresh sauerkraut?
I usually am at a place that just has it. I don't sit here
okay,
and make
it. So you don't make it at home? Yeah.
I don't know. It's in a crock pot.
Ugh, the crock pot sauerkraut is even worse. It smells your whole house. Your whole house smells like old man socks.
Are those different than young man socks?
Yeah, it is. The old man sweat has got a lot of years built on it, right? Young man sweat's not as bad.
You drop your phone again over there.
Nope.
Nope.
So everybody watch Umbrella Academy. It was what we were trying to say.
Bernie's going to give his thoughts.
There is a good ending, too.
It's good. Bernie, have you finished? I can't believe you finished season two already. I'm on I finished episode 8, so I got 2 more left. It's good. I like it a lot. It's a really good show.
I got bored with season 1. I never finished
it. Season 1 is definitely worse than season 2. But they're introducing 7 characters and all their backstories and stuff. Because they introduce them all as adults, so they have their whole adult life that they go through. And then you have to learn about them all as children, too. So, right. I mean, that's a lot of backlog stuff and storytelling to get through. So the first season is slow, and it, you know, it takes a little bit. But season 2's been great so far. I like it a lot.
Okay. I'm definitely going to start watching it on Tuesday, and I'll let you guys know. So
there's some twists at the last couple of episodes. 8, okay. 9, and 10, which cool. are really good.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm excited. So I'll get through season 1 knowing that it might be slow, and then I want to stick with it. So, sweet. One of our last topics of the week before we get into our draft is I wanted to discuss really quick the San Diego Comic-Con at home. So we've actually talked about this on the show before, that Comic-Con would be awesome if for the people who couldn't actually go to the show got to watch a lot of the panels on the internet and get to see what's going on without actually attending the show. So this year we got to see what that was like. And Comic-Con at home apparently did very bad.
Kevin, stop playing with your pussy.
Oh, is that his cat? What's up, Spanky? Yeah. So apparently 97% decrease in attendance for Comic-Con at home. So you take however many people actually go to the show, and 3% of those people actually tuned in to watch the events on their computer. So what does that kind of tell you? Does it really mean that people go to Comic-Con just because they want to see the artists, buy the exclusives, walk around the convention floor? Obviously, yes. And I'm just surprised that the numbers were as low as they were. Did you guys...
Yeah, but how many people still bought the exclusive stuff?
Yeah,
that
so
shit sold out. So
it everywhere. I tried to buy a lot of these exclusives from NECA, Funko, whoever, and I couldn't get anything. So of course the exclusives were still very popular, but the panels were not. People were not tuning in to actually watch the stuff.
There's a couple reasons why. First off, there were no big panels. There was no Marvel stuff. There was no DC stuff. There was no Star Wars stuff. You know, there was no big draws like Hall H has every year.
Sure.
That everyone wants to see big announcements and stuff. There was no big announcements because there ain't shit happening.
Yeah.
You know, every movie's delayed. We've already seen everything. Like, it's...
Yeah, were they going to show Wonder Woman again?
Yeah, that's fair.
So that was the first big issue. The second issue, the panels they did have... is you're looking at a guy sitting in his house on the shitty video chat thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's not
like what we're like what we're doing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
There's, there's not a crowd cheering. You know, there's not that. Like, I was watching the cast of Arrow. I was watching a video of their Comic-Con panel where they start singing Hamilton together. Because someone asked Stephen Amell, they said that he heard he has a good singing voice, so he starts singing King George's song from Hamilton, and the whole cast like joins in. You're not going to have that on some shitty video chat, you know, because there's no fan questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
so it's
fair.
Just inherently going to be awful to watch. So,
I'm not surprised
by the numbers at all.
That's a good point, is that the content wasn't what people wanted to see, and so just they didn't tune in. Yeah, that's
because we've been saying for years, like, if you can't go to San Diego, you know, I'll pay like $10 to be able to watch the panels on video or some shit like that, that they could add more revenue to. But again, you want to see the actual panel. You don't want to see somebody at home in their underwear.
Yeah.
About a movie.
And there was no stakes to it. You knew nothing big was going to be announced at Comic-Con because nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, so you didn't have to tune into Marvel to see, like, oh my God, what TV shows are they going to announce this year? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like who gives a shit?
Yeah, because everything that's been announced is delayed. So there's, and anything that they want to announce, they can't because nobody's filming anything. Yeah. So everything is just pushed back. So yeah, that's a really good point. So yeah, maybe, I mean, I would love to watch these panels at home, but I didn't tune in for any of them because you're right, the content wasn't there. But maybe if the content was better and that there, I could actually log in and watch the Hall H Marvel panel, I would 100% do that. Because I don't see myself ever going to San Diego Comic-Con again. So the only way that I could watch, I had that experience. It was great, but every year it's just gotten way worse. And
I would almost go and do everything else, like the stuff that's not at the convention, because there's so much other shit that's going on. You can just go and hang out and have a good time.
I mean, the fact that we even got into Hall H, Dwayne, was a miracle. I don't even know how that happened. So now it's impossible. So
you guys need to do a Three Beers and a Mic episode live from Comic-Con edition.
Someday.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if all of you guys want, if all of y'all want to join us, then sure. If you have a cool group of people, it might be fun.
But that's the thing, right? Like Comic-Con, any con, it's all about the experience. It's not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not what happens there. It's like the whole experience of the whole thing.
Seeing people dressed up and getting to go see, have people
talking
sign your
friends you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Since last con.
Get signatures from people that you respect and
taking pictures with them.
Yep. That's totally fair. Different.
I went to San Diego Comic Con for, I think, 2 days by myself before my wife joined. And I can tell you it'd be a lot better with you guys than it would be walking around by myself all fucking day.
I promise it would. We did Dallas Comic Con last year and it was a blast.
Oh, that was awesome.
And we did a podcast after.
Yeah,
we did.
That was cool.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. All right, cool. All right, so we're gonna end this show with our second part of the Disney Royal Rumble. For anyone who remembers, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did a Coliseum-style duel to the death with the Disney female characters. Like, who would you want to enter an arena with to fight
and who won that?
Survival. Dwayne did win that battle. I got second, and Bernie got last.
That's all that matters. It's because Bernie likes
sour. I lost the last one, too.
Yeah,
I lost the video game console.
I came in last, though.
Yeah.
I keep third. That's good.
Yeah. Adam got third in the Disney battle. The last one that we had for the video game console war, Clint got first, Bernie got second, and I think Dwayne got third. Which was really shocking because I thought Bernie was going to win by a landslide. But
Bernie
I was
no friends though.
I was wrong.
Nobody voted for him.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So we're going to do the male version of the Royal Rumble for our Coliseum battle, where we're going to go four rounds, which is going to be 20 characters total. We're each going to take a turn picking who we want to be on our side in a Coliseum fight. So I randomly drew names out of a hat. Kevin gets the first pick.
Whoop, whoop.
Bernie gets the second. Adam gets the third. Dwayne gets the fourth. And then I get to pick last. So, again, it's a snake-style draft. So when we enter into the second round, then I pick first, and it goes in reverse order just to kind of make it fair.
You got the worst fucking position.
Yeah, I'm in the middle, damn it.
Yeah.
Third
position is pretty bad. I know I get back-to-back picks, but I'm picking at the very end. So you guys can presumably pick the four most powerful characters ahead of me, as long as you pick correctly. So, Kevin, you're first. You get the first pick, and go ahead.
This is obvious.
Sure,
before
you explain
I
explain why too.
This was obvious before I even looked up a list, and it's Hercules, and I don't even think I need to explain why. Right, 100%. Shake your head all you want, Bernie. It's Hercules, 100%.
That's a great.
We'll find out. Wrong. We'll find out soon what you got.
Wrong. Hercules is a demigod.
I don't care.
Yeah, but he's still a god.
Powerful.
He's
a demigod. He can be killed.
Yeah, but
you know who can't be killed?
Let's hear it.
Hades,
hear it.
Who's a god. He's my pick.
I knew Bernie was going there.
Bernie's always overthinks this. You know who can't be killed? And then he gets last.
Can't be killed. He's a god. Hercules is a demigod. He can be killed.
Hey, good pick, though.
Hercules is a great pick.
You know it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
Suck it, Kevin.
So Bernie picks,
I don't like sauerkraut. We're good.
Bernie picks Hades. That's a good pick too. No,
that's a good pick.
I was gonna pick Hades, damn it.
Yeah. So Adam, you're number three. Go ahead. There's still a ton left.
Yeah.
We just used one movie.
Yeah. There's still.
I'll pick.
Mickey
what's
Mouse.
What's his name? The bad guy from The Incredibles, the red guy.
That's
what's his name?
I forget the name.
The bad guy from Incredibles?
Yeah, with the red hair.
Hold
on. Red hair.
I'm gonna look it up because we gotta get a name because we're writing this down. All right, the bad guy from Incredibles.
Damn it. Gonna have a name.
Buddy Pine.
Buddy Pine.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, Buddy.
Okay, so I couldn't even remember that guy.
I wouldn't even know. What does he do?
He's smart. He made inventions.
Okay, so Adam picks Buddy Pine, the bad guy from Incredibles. I totally forgot that dude's name. I remember the character, but I couldn't have picked out his name if you gave me 1,000 guesses.
Nope.
So Buddy Pine is Adam's number one pick. Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Chernabog.
Who's that?
It's the bad guy in Fantasia.
Oh, that's a good pick. Holy
raise
shit.
The dead.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Damn.
Dwayne Googled lists for most powerful Disney characters.
Oh, well, yeah, I did.
Chernabog. Holy crap. I remember that. I remember that character, but that's going deep diving. I did not have that on my list anywhere.
I know. I already know who Dwayne's going to pick next.
You better pick him before, Bern.
I'm not going to say it, but jeez. I can't. Dwayne's got the...
That's right. Dwayne's got the next one.
All right. No, I
don't know.
Yeah. So I got back-to-back picks. My one of my choices I actually was hoping got to me, which is really great. I'm picking Merlin from Sword in the Stone. So
he's on my
damn
list.
It.
Yeah.
He's on my list.
That's for sure. I mean, that's
nice.
Easy.
Yep.
And then number two, I'm picking an Incredibles character because I do like to actually pick a character that is a superhero sort of person. I'm picking Mr. Incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Can he die?
Yeah, of course. I understand he can die, Bernie. I understand. Okay. You have an invincible baby.
Just checking
but
in.
I've played God of War. I know Hades can be killed. So it's not like he can't be.
That's a different universe, Ron.
I mean, Hades can die. I've seen it. I've played it.
So then who's up next right after that?
Dwayne. So Merlin and Mr. Incredible are my two picks.
Good picks.
So, I mean, if you want to go with a god that can't die – You obviously have to go with Zeus.
I forgot that was even a choice.
I didn't even know that was a choice, too.
Damn it. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Well, he's not really around that much in the movies, but he's still a character.
Yeah, that's
a good pick.
Yeah, damn
it. He's Hercules' father.
That's not on my list. Damn it.
Yeah, that hurts me.
That's a good pick, man. Shit.
I'm going to give you a spank, Kevin.
Unless somebody picks the three-headed lion, Kevin's fucked.
I am fucked.
All right, Adam, you're next.
Yeesh. I don't know anybody, damn it.
You got the whole universe, available.
You can Google, too, man. Just Google it.
I'm Googling and I can't find nothing.
Dude, Adam, we've given you like a month to figure this out. You've got plenty of time.
Pick Aladdin.
Yeah, sure.
Jiminy Cricket. Mickey knows.
Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket. Pinocchio.
Yeah, pick Pinocchio.
Goofy. Go with Goofy. Goofy can't die, I'm pretty sure. He's been kicked the shit out of all the time.
Yes.
Oh, man. There's so many characters. I mean, like, I have a list of 30 just on this piece of paper.
Any male Disney character you have at your arsenal.
Do, 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 do.
We should have a time limit on this.
Well, let me pick. Who did you pick?
Dwayne picked Zeus. That was the last pick chosen.
We got Hercules, Hades, Buddy, Turtagog, Merlin, Mr. Incredible, and Zeus.
Okay, I don't know. I'll pick the Beast.
There you go. See?
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
He was on my list. Yeah, he was on my list. That's a really good pick.
Yeah. The Beast is an awesome pick. Okay, so Adam gets the Beast. Awesome. Bernie, go ahead.
Jafar.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I had him on my list, too.
Crap.
By the way, I get regular Jafar and Genie Jafar.
You get double Jafar.
Kevin, you can beat him easily.
If you remember Aladdin, Jafar's Return, the actual Genie himself, his power, because he's not tied to a lamp, is less. So Jafar Genie can beat regular Genie.
All I need is Aladdin because he won't rub the lamp.
Hey, if you want one of your four picks to be fucking
I am
Aladdin,
not going to pick Aladdin. Don't worry about
by
it.
By all means.
Kevin, Your next choice is very simple.
Well, I ran through some stuff. I don't know if I'm going to have what you have.
Your next choice is very easy. You have two picks back to back.
I do have two picks.
You got your last of the second round and first of the third round. So you get two back to back.
You say it's simple, but I don't think it is because I did some research. You're probably going to get them. I don't know what you want.
No, it won't make it back to me. There's no way.
I don't want to say what I think he's thinking, but
killing me. Well, I thought list sucks. My list was put together.
Your list, Kevin, your next choice is very easy.
What does it start with?
I'm not telling
you. Kevin.
You got two picks. Don't mess it up.
No, I'll mess it up. I'm going to take Tarzan.
All right. He's a warrior.
And then I'm going to actually take what you guys would have never thought of, which is more powerful than Mr. Incredible, which is Baby Incredible from Incredibles 2.
What's his name?
I don't know. But
very good.
Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Very good.
If I don't win this, I'm getting every pick that I want. My top three picks, I will get. If I don't win this, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
You picked Jafar, dude.
Jack-Jack is good.
Hades was a really good pick.
Yeah. All right. So Bernie's. Is it Bernie's next? Yeah, Bernie's next.
Dr. Facilier.
Ah, very good.
Who is that from?
Voodoo doctor from Princess and the Frog.
Yes, that's very good.
Nice.
Oh man, that's a good one.
He's good powerful, pick, but nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was.
Shit. That's a good one.
Dude, he's so powerful.
Problem is, people have to know who the hell he is.
That's why I lost the first one.
Yeah. You got to pick popular shit because people are going to go, oh, I know all those people. People are going to look at yours and be like, who the hell is Dr. Facilier?
I'm going to pick Pumbaa.
Dude, you would have won. Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, man.
Winner.
So stupid.
It is stupid.
All right. Adam, you're next.
Come on, Adam.
The dragon, the black dragon from How to Train the Dragon.
How to Train Tragic that's, DreamWorks.
That's
DreamWorks.
That's DreamWorks. Yeah, that's not Pixar.
That's actually why I asked, because I had that too, but that's DreamWorks.
Let me pick. Nemo.
All right.
Nemo. Yeah, Finding Nemo.
All right, all right.
If I
what about Dory? anybody want to pick Dory?
That's a girl.
Oh, yeah, my girl.
That's right. It is a girl. Well, kind of.
If I lose to fucking Nemo, I'm done. Retire.
All right, Dwayne, go ahead.
You took that one.
He took Nemo? He took Nemo?
No. Jack-Jack.
Oh, Jack-Jack, yeah. That was a good choice.
I'm going to go with Baymax.
That was on my list.
Big Hero 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
Dwayne's got himself a healer.
Nice.
That's a great choice, dude.
Choice.
Kevin, the one that I thought you were going to pick is
which nobody else did.
Yeah, after Jafar was taken, why did anybody take the genie?
Oh, the genie.
I just
good.
Countered the genie.
Well, I understand that you have a point where you could say Jafar is more powerful than the genie, but I would rather have a genie on my side than no genie.
Yeah, you get whatever wish
but
you
that's
want.
That's the whole plot of Return of Jafar, is that the genie's less powerful because he's not attached to a lamp.
I understand. I'm still taking the genie, though.
But he's a genie with a lamp at that point in time.
Because if most people see a list and they see the genie on there, they're going to be like, oh, dude, fucking genie.
You get whatever wishes
you want.
It's
not my fault you guys don't know your shit.
Yeah, Bernie, you think about it too much, so that's why nobody votes for your stuff.
And
it's too intellectual.
Yeah.
All right, good pick, Rami. Genie.
All right, so then my last pick, I'm doing this, even though I might lose, I'm only picking this character because I know Bernie wants this character.
Olaf.
I'm picking Gaston.
Oh, nice.
You son of a bitch.
And Rami was right.
I'm picking Gaston. He talks about that guy all the time. So in my research that I was doing, he's actually pretty powerful. So
I love Gaston.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's in the top 20 for sure. So if I get him in round four.
But he loses to the Beast. The Beast kills him.
He does. But he puts up a good fight. So I'm picking – my four picks are Mr. Incredible, the Genie, Merlin, and Gaston.
Nice, Rami.
Yeah.
Adam's all right. Got you beat already.
Dwayne, go ahead.
And Nemo.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne, last pick for you.
All right. So I could go same route I went with the women, or I can go for something else.
What, a little fairy that you can step on and be done with real quick? like people fucking like?
I could go Peter Pan.
You could go Peter Pan, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with Randall Boggs.
Who's that?
Who the hell is that?
It's the...
He doesn't even know. He's just reading it off the internet.
No, it's the guy from Monsters, Inc. that could disappear, the little lizard dude.
Oh, the lizard guy.
Jeez.
Steve Buscemi. You're picking Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Dude, you're
crazy eye.
Super. Winner.
You're going super deep. Good Lord.
Oh, why would you pick Sully? Sully's so much more powerful.
He's on my list, too.
Good grief.
He's too nice.
You want the invisibility cloak.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Adam, last pick.
I was going to pick Peter Pan, so I'm picking Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's fine. That's he flies around. He's got a little dagger.
The thing is, the person... The power is all in the fairy, not in Peter Pan.
The fairy
that's
does.
That's why I won.
Yeah. All right, Bernie, last choice.
I'm going to go with Team Iceland from the Mighty Ducks 2.
What? It's not animated.
Hey, it's Disney. Disney.
It has to be an Team animated Iceland. Character. Team
this
Iceland.
Is bullshit.
Dude, come on, man. We all agree it has to be an animated character.
From the Mighty Ducks.
That's
what about
pretty funny.
Formation from the Mighty Ducks?
I'm going to go with Maui.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Sure.
That's Chloe told me to pick that first, and I forgot.
That's a good pick.
You're going to be in trouble.
That's Whoops. A good pick.
Maui from Moana. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Maui.
That's a good one.
Yep. All right, so Kevin, you get to round off the draft.
Wreck-It Ralph, biatch.
Sure, yeah. there you go. See, this wasn't so hard.
No.
Nah, good job, man. All right, so Dwayne, read off our list and remind our viewers what we all picked.
I'm gonna make a post.
I don't win this.
Or what? Well, I didn't.
All right, Kevin's got Hercules, Tarzan, Jack, and Wreck-It Ralph.
Yep.
Bernie, Hades, Jafar, Doctor, whatever the hell his name is, and Maui.
Felicier.
Adam has Buddy, the bad guy in Incredibles, Beast, Nemo. I mean, if that doesn't win right there.
That, dude, everybody vote for that. Please, everybody vote for that.
Yeah.
And then I have Turtagog, Zeus, Baymax, Randall.
Okay.
And Rami has Merlin, Mr. Incredible, Genie, and Gaston. Rami only picked good guys.
Gaston is not a good guy.
Oh, Gaston, except for Gaston. Okay.
Gaston is the good guy. He's the beauty in Beauty of the Beast.
Oh, shut up, man. Dude, every time Bernie comes back on the screen, his face is closer to the camera.
He's like, is that good guy?
I had to plug my phone in because it's dying.
Hey, he is the beauty in the beast.
He's the beauty in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, man. All right, guys.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that because we all had to do research and I had to spend some of my Sunday looking stuff up. So
you spent 10 minutes doing it.
Yeah, it's probably Google powerful Disney character.
It might have been
researching this since the last one.
That's why he never wins because it's all like intellectually thoughtful coming from a guy who eats Taco Bell and you know burgers,
sauerkraut.
You know all
yeah, sauerkraut.
I got all four. I got my top four picks. that's a lie. Gaston was my fourth pick, but Rami stole him.
Go, Rami!
I knew he was going
to
take
Honestly, this one had too many people to pick from.
Yeah,
there was a lot. I mean, like, I thought about King Triton from Little Mermaid. Like,
yeah,
that
I had Triton
one
on there,
I
too.
Thought of.
Yeah, he's on my list, too.
Yeah, Stitch. There was... Sure.
You have Mufasa.
Mufasa's
Scar.
A good one. Yeah, Scar, sure.
Nah, you don't want animals. They'll just get slaughtered.
Yeah.
No,
I looked up. Dark. I didn't watch it. Is Mulan Lee Shang? Is that guy worth the crap? Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And what's the other one? Shin Yu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
And then I even had on here if you guys started hitting my list, I even had like Buzz Lightyear.
Nah. Yeah. What?
Yeah, you never know, man. He's like tiny little toy. Nobody would even expect anything from him. But you guys didn't hit my list, so that was like a desperate pick.
I mean, I could have won and just gone Sorcerer Mickey. I mean, I would have won.
Yeah, like Fantasia Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought about that. I was like I would not want to do what happened before, but I was like, I'd pick Mickey Mouse if it was Fantasia Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey.
That's why I picked Merlin. I wanted a wizard. Mm-hmm. I wanted someone who could at least try to go toe-to-toe with a god. So, yeah, that's why I picked Merlin.
Hold on. I'm sending you guys a picture of my list. Also, if I had the number one overall pick, I would have picked Scuttle.
Who's that?
Who Scuttle is? He's the bird from Little Mermaid that misidentifies all Ariel's treasure.
Who is a crab? I should have picked that,
too. Oh, that's Sebastian.
Sebastian, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
bite
your eyes.
There's my proof. My first four picks.
Like this.
Hades, Jafar, Dr. Facilier, and Maui.
You gotta pucker up your lips. Yeah, no kidding.
There it is.
Yeah. Team Iceland from Mighty Ducks 2. Why didn't you do the V formation? That's more powerful than
Man, Merlin is at like the bottom of your list. I thought that he would be in the first round for sure.
We all had King Triton.
I put him at the bottom because I figured someone would take him, so I didn't want to.
That's fair. All right, guys. Well, great draft. That ends our show. Thanks, everyone, for joining
Vote
us.
For me, damn it.
If anybody has thoughts on other drafts, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
We would love to hear y'all's ideas for a future draft. I think it's a really cool idea. And if anyone wants to have a future topic, we would love to
hit us up on the social medias.
Absolutely. Three Beers and a Mic on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you got.
Oh, I thought of something.
What?
All-time, like, favorite foods. Pick, like, a top three or four or whatever foods. We do a draft of that.
Yeah, sure.
No, not just a top three of foods. Like, we do a draft of food.
Like, if, like, hot dogs, hamburgers, steak.
Like, if you were going to give
hot dogs without sauerkraut.
If you're going to give a party to all the top people.
There you go. Yeah, what do you bring? What are the top four things you bring to the party? That's a good way to think of it.
Are we doing top three? Who's doing top three?
No, I think we replaced it with the draft. We did it last week because Clint was a guest that hadn't done it.
Yeah, the draft basically replaces the top three. Yeah. I would say we could do a lot with food. We could do your favorite foods draft. You could do a favorite appetizers draft.
Yep.
Favorite condiment draft. Favorite fast food restaurant. Like, do you like McDonald's barbecue sauce or like Taco Bell's hot sauce? Like, you even do like a fast food condiment draft. So there's a lot that you could do with that.
Yep.
There's so many ideas. It's ridiculous. All right, guys. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Bernie, as always, for joining us as guests. Adam, Dwayne. Hopefully, we'll see you guys in person soon. And good luck, everybody.
Stay safe. Happy birthday, Rami.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank
cheers,
you very
fuck
much.
Fuck your birthday, Rami.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys. Cheers.
See ya.
Cheers.
Peace.